Chelsea, we have Senator Bill Kedman. Fantastic. Normally we'd break here, but the senator's so busy, we're going to go straight to Senator Bill Kedman, and I've been looking forward to this conversation. Senator, thanks for joining us on 710 KNUS.
Oh, glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, really appreciate the good work you're doing down there. And I wanted to get your current thinking on fetal homicide bill.
Sure.
Where things stand. I really appreciate your leadership on this, and you're not new to this issue, but you're also responding to this horror in Longmont, and I'm glad that you are. How's it all shaping up?
You know, we are working on the bill draft even as we speak, and it's pretty simple. I mean, we think we ought to extend equal protection under the law to the 66,000 babies born in Colorado every year that are shared in 38 other states, even including mm-hmm. some of the most liberal states in the land. Colorado is failing to provide protection, and frankly, it's failing to provide justice in a situation just like we saw in Longmont. We have two victims. There is justice demanded for one under the law, and it's completely disregarded for the second victim under the law.
Right. And I think across party lines now, there's outrage that murderer of the child who intentionally cuts the child out of the womb, intentionally kills the child by leaving it there without medical support, is able to avoid a murder charge under Colorado law. So I think you have the public behind you on this. Do you have a sense yet what the language of this law is going to look like? Is it going to look like California Section 186, which, as you know, simply says that, you know, these homicide laws apply to a fetus as well to a person born alive, or is it likely to take some other shape?
Yeah, I think what we're hoping to is to have it as simple, as straightforward as possible. And you mentioned the California Penal Code as well, and that's definitely one of the models that we're looking at. And as I mentioned, there's 38 other states that have them. So I think we just have to get to a consensus here. I've been working across the aisle mm-hmm. and spoke yesterday across the building to the Speaker of the House. And you're right. This cuts party lines. This is, people are equally incensed that there is no provision for justice in this situation.
Well, it would seem, and Senate President Bill Kedman, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us, it would seem that you'd have an awfully powerful argument, difficult to rebut, if you just model it on Section 186 in California. I mean, this is California, after all, and they've
Absolutely.
Had it in place for decades. So, you know, the people who claim that, oh, no, if we include fetuses in our homicide protection, it's going to lead to outlawing abortion in the state. Well, if it hasn't happened in California, it's not going to happen in Colorado. And so California, I think, is a tremendous model, but I completely trust that you will find the most effective way to do this. But one related question, I've been getting some
Sure.
mail on this, the understandable
Sure.
concern about, you know, will the Senate bill that's proposed by the president, our guest Bill Kedman, will it specifically affirm the ongoing right to abortion in Colorado, or will it be abortion neutral, as they say?
You know, in order to pass the legislative environment that we're in, and I think it's fairly consistent across the country with many states, is you do have to put a provision in there that just says, you know, this is about really protecting a woman's right to choose what she does with her body, specifically to also include choosing to keep her baby. And what we need to do is balance that so that those who do choose that are protected under the law as well.
Yeah, and it is interesting. I mean, politically, and I can't recall, honestly, sitting here right now, whether Section 186 in California includes that affirmation. I know the courts have addressed it as 186 was challenged in California and, as you know, repeatedly survived challenges. It is constitutional. But in my view, I completely understand the concerns of those who say, hey, it shouldn't be necessary. You don't want to go ahead and affirm a right to abortion. Just address this separately. But I also understand the political reality of needing that kind of affirmation probably to get it passed and make it become law. But one of the reasons the affirmation doesn't concern me that much, Senator, is I think that it just helps point out to people how ludicrous the whole idea of abortion is. Wait a second. Okay, so we can, prosecute this guy insofar as capital punishment for killing that same baby inside the mother, yet legally a doctor can do it. I think it just helps point out how ludicrous abortion is. So I'm not sure the affirmation works against the pro-life movement. In some ways, I think it works for us.
I think especially as you mentioned, when you see them side by side, mm-hmm. which you do in many states, it says murder in this situation, not murder in this situation. And frankly, if that's what it takes so that justice prevails, then yeah. that's what it will have.
Well, I hear you. And I'm sure glad you're the guy at the helm here. And I'd love to stay in touch with you as this moves through. What do you think the timing is?
I'm really hoping to get this thing drafted and introduced before the end of the week. I was hoping that last week, but there's been quite a few moving parts and a lot of other things happening here. But this is paramount. This issue takes precedence. I've been working on it all morning, even as we speak.
Well, I appreciate that. Final question. I noticed yes. the governor in an interview this weekend made some vague passing reference to being open, now I think was the quote, to a fetal homicide bill, but wouldn't commit to any specifics. Are you talking to him at this point, getting any read from his people as to where he's at on this?
You know, we have touched base on this just lightly. I let him know that this is on our plate. Obviously, the press has been all over this, so it's not a secret. As I mentioned, I spoke with the speaker yesterday. I think, you know, our goal is to get something passed that provides justice, and I think if you see something that passes two houses in a split legislature, that would certainly give the governor every opportunity to sign something that did provide justice.
Well, I think he'd have to sign it at that point. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things I love about what you're doing is, A, it's right. It is the right thing to do, but it forces each and every one of those legislators out there, Democrat or Republican, to be on the record on this. And if they really want to vote against this and go back to their district and say, hey, I'm telling all of those potential murderers out there, you can cut a baby out of the womb in Colorado and you can kill that baby in front of the mother and you will not face a homicide charge in our state, then by God, put those people on the record and let them explain that to their constituents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's not a position I would find enviable.
Well, Senator, appreciate the great leadership down there. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. It's Senator Bill Cadman. Appreciate his time and what he's doing down at the legislature.